Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening. Welcome to The Watchman this evening, morning, whatever time you listen to this, as we continue with delving into the events that are happening across the world and how they affect us, but more importantly, how they are tied to Bible prophecy and things that we expect to come to pass. And quite a number of things happening. By the way, first of all, there are big protests across the world in different places. Some of them are artificial protests, some are natural protests. For instance, there are protests, I'll start close at home, in Kenya, there are protests in South Africa, there are protests in Senegal, in Tunisia as well. And there are so many other African countries that are on the brink there and thereabout of people pouring onto the streets. Now, incredibly, in some of these countries, elections have only just happened, and a leader supposedly won, you know, a popular vote. But then immediately after, people pour on the streets. Another one was in Brazil. Of course, that one was cheated, absolutely cheated, with the help of America, who did not want Brazil to go down the, what they call right wing line with Bolsonaro, who was a very right wing Christian politician. And they brought a man who has been accused of several crimes from prison and forced him onto the Brazilian people. Immediately after the election, which was very controversial, if you want to know, it was cheated. Once you hear all the media channels saying, respect, you know, elections, respect the outcome, respect the outcome, you know there is a controversy around the outcome. And there was. Eventually, of course, Lula was the man they picked out of prison to come and carry on America's dominance in that part of South America, was declared winner. And the others, there are going to be others. But now we start with those in Israel. There is, of course, there are also demonstrations in France. Those ones are big, big, big time, because I saw in one case, even the police were supposed to come and stop the protesters, joined the protesters. So once that happens, because, dictatorial governments, and I'm not talking about in Africa, I'm talking about in Europe, dictatorship is very much in Europe, very, very much in Europe. The people who thought that dictators are in Africa have not heard of Justin Trudeau, have not heard of Emmanuel Macron, and so many other European leaders who are perhaps even more so than some of the African ones. Anyway, and then there was the other lady of New Zealand who was forced to resign.
Yes.
And the other countries which are teetering on the brink of absolute dictatorship, Australia included, just about going down where nobody should have an opinion until that opinion has been passed by the ruling party, where there's even Ministry of Truth. They determine what is true and what is not true. And if it is not true, you can be charged for it and even imprisoned. That's how far down the world is going. And why is this necessary? Because the system of the Antichrist needs dictatorship. Remember, I told you the scripture says, where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. Now, where the Spirit of the Antichrist is, there is lack of freedom. And we saw a preview, a precursor of it during COVID. You can't move, you can't do what, you can't move past 6 p.m., past 7 p.m., curfews, what? Now, that is exactly how the system of the Antichrist operates, where personal freedoms, even to, you know, for people to relate and go to do anything they want, are removed. Now, there are some people who think that, you know, there are some born-again people who believe. I remember when I went somewhere during the presidential campaign, somebody asked me that, so are you going to, when, if you become president, are you going to ban witchcraft? I told him, I'm like, that is so unlike God, you see, eh? Because people have a right to practice what they want. God does not force his truth on people.
Yes.
People have to choose the truth.
Yes.
You see, there is nothing that involves God that involves force.
Mm.
People have a right to go to bars, have a right to go to discotheques, and they only choose not to go there when they are touched by the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
But now, if you are not preaching the gospel and you just want to enforce the truth, now we are closing all bars. That is not like God.
Yes.
Or we are closing all, that is not like God. So people should understand liberty means liberty.
Mm. Yes.
Means people can do whatever they want, but we preach to them the gospel so that they choose of their own volition. Mm. They choose God.
Yes.
Because that's how it is. You know, it's supposed to be. If God was imposed on people, then the gospel would not be worth preaching.
Yes.
Because it would just be, But now, these people, but now that's how the Spirit of God operates. There's liberty. Liberty to do whatever you want, but, God says choose. Mm. That's why he says, life. I have set before you life and death.
Yes.
Then he says choose life. He does not say, I have set before you life and I'm taking away the option of death.
Mm.
No, the option of death is there.
Yeah,
the option of disobedience is there.
Mm.
The option of going against his word is there.
Mm.
But he tells you, please choose life.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, the one thing God gave us is the power to choose.
Mm.
And we serve him because we chose to do that.
Mm.
Anyhow, so this is how it works. But now, the spirit of the Antichrist requires that there is absolute dictatorship. People have to choose.
Mm.
Now, and immediately they start taking over. The first thing they will try to crush is Christianity.
Yes.
In Canada, they are arresting pastors for very, very flimsy reasons.
Mm-mm.
Very flimsy reasons. Once you're a pastor, you have to preach. It's almost like some other countries, even here next to us, where there's a certain line you can only tow. If you dare even go against it, in Canada, they arrest you, and they're arresting them, and they're arresting them like and treating them like absolute criminals just for going against what they call ministry of truth. Now, this is how communism used to be.
Yes.
In that time where they start and say, they start preaching a message of, humanism.
Mm.
There's no God, we are the ones who have to sort ourselves out, everything that happens here, it's because of that. It starts as a message, but eventually they actually legislate on it and make it a crime to even profess God.
Mm.
And eventually, the next thing is they actually, killing people for just having faith, for just their faith. So this is how things start. This is how the devil creeps in.
Mm.
And people do not understand. I'll give you an example. Even this homosexuality.
Yes.
When they come, they start as human rights.
Yes.
And don't just allow us to do, let us do our things, you don't interrupt us. But they don't just want to be led to do their things. No, they want to corrupt the whole society and turn it to be like them.
Them, yes.
Then they go and bring a lot of money from abroad and come and, convert so many people, after some time, you dare say anything against homosexuality, you'll be in prison for 3 years.
Yes.
That's where they are going. Eventually, they would even start teaching. Do you know, I was seeing books in elementary schools in America and other places. Remember America, there was just a few years ago before Obama, was almost like us, family and so on, Christian and what, but has changed in a very short time.
Yes.
Now, for 10-year-olds being taught about anal sex, 10-year-olds.
Yes, yes.
Now, in our culture, you don't talk to a 10-year-old about sex of any kind.
Yes.
Like, he's too young to... But you see, for them, they are not teaching them about the,
the right.
They are teaching them about... And not, in media, not in school.
In school
where it's a textbook.
Wow.
Yeah. And now those who are in international schools and going with the Cambridge...
Curriculum. Yes.
When the next academic year starts, I think about August or September, now they are going to introduce mandatory homosexuality teaching.
Can you imagine?
Mandatory.
Wow.
Now, this is where they want to go.
Mm.
Now, they are stupid Ugandans who are saying human rights.
Mm.
It's not, how do you convert somebody to a human right? Why are you using a lot of money if it's just human rights?
Mm.
Now, the anti-homosexuality bill was passed yesterday with 73% of the MPs voting in favor of it.
Mm.
Now, that's okay, it's good, it was, but what worries me is that there are 27% of MPs who don't understand where this is heading.
Yes.
They have been given little money and told this is about human rights. Human rights. But they are not going for human rights. They are going for your children. They are going for your children. And I said somewhere that those people who are saying human rights, I wish one day your son comes and tells you he's somebody's girlfriend and introduces a man as his boyfriend and he's your son. Like, don't be fooled.
Yes.
The devil creeps in, you know, asking for space, even in our life, even in personal lives and so on. He just comes, you know, just asking for, you know, details. But he comes with the intention of taking over.
Yes.
That's why the scripture says, do not give place to the devil.
Yes.
Do not give him any foothold, because if he puts one foot inside, the next thing, your second foot is inside, the next thing is in control of the house.
Yes.
So tell us, what's your thought on this?
When we are to see exactly how the enemy moves, of course, like the way the Bible says, he uses sinister schemes.
Yes.
That means he comes through flattery and tries to deceive everyone. Now, when you read Genesis chapter 3, which speaks about the character and what he has in himself and how he moves, it shows us exactly how the devil is. He says he comes with flattery.
Yes.
Now, that is exactly how he's going to come in our society. And when he comes in our society, it's because many people tries to see, let us try to, room, or maybe let's try to see the outcome. And there's actually nothing to discuss about it, because I remember what you said one time, that we don't negotiate with the enemy.
Yeah.
And exactly what you've just said, that the scripture says that we should not give a foothold to the enemy. Now, when you see societies that has been crumbled and taken down, like for instance, Switzerland, even America, families and the family structure used to stand strong, and people of faith, there was a lenient to Christianity, to faith, and that freedom. But when they allowed such a system to come and permeate them, totally, you'll find that now in America, what you're saying, that they are getting into the law. Because when you read Alice Bailey, the 10-point plan of taking away Judeo-Christian values, the first plans of it, when you begin reading them, you see that it just plans. But when you go to the 10th, which is the last one, it says that turn this into laws. And that's the point where it will be entrenched into the law, to the point that when you do anything otherwise, you are getting against them, and you have to be...
Yeah, you have to be punished.
Yes.
And it starts by promoting.
Yes.
Promote this.
Yes.
Promote that.
Yes.
Promote it.
Yes.
But eventually, the 10th point says, turn it into law and make sure the church teaches it.
Yes. That is the last. Yes.
And make sure the church teaches, because the target is the church.
Yes.
It's always the church.
Yes.
It is nobody else. It's the church. Now, because when the church has power, the forces of darkness don't.
Yes.
That's why when this COVID thing came, the one thing they wanted closed was the churches.
Yes.
Because regardless of how apparently weak and what the churches are, they stop the activities of the devil.
Yes.
And as long as people are congregating and worshiping God, the activities of the devil are curtailed in a very serious way. Now, they said, close churches.
Yes.
And now you might think that came from the president. Yeah, it didn't. It came from abroad. That's how it was everywhere.
Yes.
Universally. Churches, we don't want churches. Mm. So anyhow, in some places they were saying, even if you open, you're not supposed to sing. Because if you sing, you know, your saliva might go and spread COVID. Like, they were putting all manner of laws on churches only.
Yes.
Now, whereas people would even when people would go to stadiums to watch football,
yes,
they were still saying churches should be closed.
Closed, yes.
Anyhow, and they should not sing.
Yes.
Yet, of course, you know, when people go to watch football, they are shouting and screaming when a goal is scored and so on. But what you are saying is they come in creeping, asking, first of all, for acceptance.
Yes.
Accept us. We are also like this. We are like this. Human rights.
Yes.
Then you say, and this is how they do. Say, who cares what... You know?
Yes.
People do behind closed doors.
Mm.
No, but they don't want to stay behind closed doors.
No.
Mm. They don't want to stay behind. And I've taught this before, that the purpose of the enemy is to send the church and Christianity behind closed doors.
Yes.
So that they are the ones who are in the public square.
Yes.
Mm. That's the purpose.
Yes.
I remember when I read that story of Daniel in chapter 6 of you know, of Darius and the den of lions.
Yes.
And then they come and then they convince that Darius that everybody should worship him.
Yes.
And if anybody, you know, does not worship him. Of course, now that's how the devil comes. He flatters him. Ah, O king, live forever.
Yes.
Now we have decided all the council and the satraps and the counselors and all the magistrates have made up our mind.
Yes.
That since you're so great, you know that talk.
Yes.
You're so wonderful. You're so powerful. Now we have decided that anybody who does not worship you, I think that one should be put away.
Yes.
But they are targeting one person who is an influence.
Yes.
And who can use his influence to actually turn the whole kingdom around, and that is Daniel.
Yes.
So the king, because of the flattery, I mean, they come and say, "Ah, you're powerful king." And you know, the kings of those days, and you're actually speaking
from where you
from what he wants to hear. To,
yes.
Then he says, "Ah, man, the whole people just love you, man. Yes. People just want to worship you and what." That, that's how the devil comes. Now, eventually, Darius signs the thing.
Yes.
He's not seeing the intention. But when Daniel failed and Darius finally saw that these people had intended to trap Daniel, whom he loved.
Yes.
Now Darius finally saw that he made a mistake in signing the decree.
Yes.
But it was too late because that decree cannot be annulled.
Yeah.
Unless there has been something supernatural like what was. But the thing is, what shocked me is when the scripture says that when Daniel knew that the law had been signed, when Daniel knew, it's not that he didn't know, he knew that the law had been signed. Then what does he do? He goes and let me read the scripture. Okay. It says here in, it's in Daniel chapter 6. It says that.
Verse 10. Yes.
It says that now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. Now, this is so important because the scripture does not have idle sentences.
Yes.
Because Daniel knew that once the law has been signed,
yes,
and has been sealed with the ring of the king, it cannot be annulled.
Yes.
And he knew exactly what was going to be the consequence,
yes,
of him doing what he did. So now when Daniel, because if they are not, if the law, if the Spirit of God had not included this verse, you would say that maybe Daniel didn't know.
Yes.
And he was just caught, you know, off guard.
God,
no, he knew. He knew. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing had been signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down with his windows open.
Yes.
You know, the other day I was watching Superbook.
Yes.
With my kids. And in Superbook, there is a way they demonstrate, and they demonstrated this is a nice way, because there are these kids who, you know, go back in time and are living Bible stories.
Yes.
So when Daniel opened the windows to pray, they said, no, Daniel, you're going to, at least you close the windows.
Yes.
So they came and closed the windows. Then Daniel said, no, I want the windows open.
Yes.
Now, I found that interesting because he opened the windows because he knew they wanted, they were not saying don't pray.
Yes.
They were saying don't pray publicly. And you even seen it here. In some lawmakers,
yes,
saying we don't want street preachers.
Mm.
But they are street prostitutes and nobody's, yes, going to say anything about them.
No one.
But it's only preachers.
Mm.
They are street vendors, they are street prostitutes. They are, everything is being sold on the street.
Yes.
The only thing they don't want talked about on the street is Jesus.
Mm.
Now, because they want you, go and talk about your things behind. Because once they can push the church behind the closet, then they are in control.
Yes, they can come and take over.
And now Daniel knew this is what they were after. So he said, no, you are not going to push me into the closet. I am going to pray openly like before. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home and in the upper room with his windows open towards Jerusalem, knelt down on his knees 3 times a day, that day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since the early days. Now, so these people, of course, had something against him. Well, that's not my point of my gospel. You know what happened after that. But the key thing here is that now, when somebody stands up, okay, and tries to push you into the closet,
yes,
and you refuse to go to into the closet,
yes,
eventually you win.
Yes.
But it requires you to come out and do something,
yes,
to win. Now, if Daniel had gone into the closet, this wouldn't have happened. Because now if I read from Daniel chapter 6, now verse 24, after, you know what happened? Starting from verse 23. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they take Daniel out of the den. So Daniel was taken out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found on him because he believed in his God.
Mm.
Now the king commanded, gave a command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel.
Yes.
And they were cast into the den of lions. Them, their children, and their wives, and the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den.
Yes.
Now, you see tables turned.
Yes.
Because one man stood up. Now, here is what comes. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in every dominion in my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel.
Mm.
For he is the living God and steadfast forever. His kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall endure to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Now, the thing is this. It all starts with him refusing to go in the closet.
Yes.
Now, if somebody tells you that it's okay to practice Christianity, but you be quiet about it as if it's a shameful thing,
mm-hmm.
you know that is the devil.
Yes.
We practice it in open squares.
Yes.
We practice it openly. We yes. declare our faith openly.
Yes.
And when it is attacked after we've declared it openly, then God is given a platform to come and do miracles.
Yes.
That's like what happened in the time of Daniel. Now, these people of the enemy, they come from the closet.
Yes.
You know?
Mm.
They come out. And we see that even with witchcraft.
Yes.
Previously, people would practice witchcraft quietly.
Yes.
But now we have a scenario where even a live head of a human being is being delivered to parliament.
Mm-mm.
And they are doing their thing openly now. Mm. Now, because the church has not taken its stand.
Mm-mm.
Now, this is what we have to do as a church.
Yes.
Take a stand.
Mm.
Make a stand.
Mm.
When you make a stand as a believer,
yes.
God does the rest.
Yes.
He cannot do the rest unless somebody
mm.
takes a stand the way Daniel did.
Yes.
So these homosexuals come. And they say, no, human rights, just leave us. Because if it was human rights, let me tell you this. I do not know anybody in Uganda who has been charged in court
yes.
purely for practicing homosexuality.
No.
Because there is a law against it in the penal code.
Yes.
But nobody has been charged with that law.
Yes.
And there are places where people know those people go.
Yes.
And there are people whom we know even in the church who are
yes.
practitioners of that.
Yes.
You know, demonic vice.
Yes.
And they are surviving, thriving.
Yes.
So it's not human rights. They, yes. They want
is,
dominion.
Yes, there is something they are looking at.
They want to dominate.
Yes.
And let me tell you this also. I didn't even intend to go this direction, but everywhere in the scripture where these people, sodomites, yes. are, there is rape.
Yes.
People who enter sodomy, they do not convince.
They use force.
They use force.
Yes.
Whereas heterosexual people, when he sees a girl he likes, he tries to convince.
Yes.
Okay, in very rare occasions,
yes.
there will be force. That,
yes.
But usually they try to persuade.
Yes.
But homosexuality, the demon of homosexuality comes with force.
Yes.
Inevitably.
Yes.
That's what happened in Sodom. That's what happened in Judges chapter 19.
Yes.
Go and read Judges chapter 19. Mm. They get people and forcefully, where is this man who was in the square?
Yes.
We want to know him carnally.
Yes.
Now, if there was a woman in the square, they are not interested.
No.
And previous people would stay in squares. But where the demon of homosexuality is, there is always rape. Mm,
mm.
And I'm telling you this, the other day there was a report that the number of men being raped has increased.
Wow.
Mm. And that is inevitable.
Yes.
Inevitable. I know people who have moved away from certain states in America because they are scared.
Mm.
Those people are all over the place.
Mm-mm.
And they use force. So somebody I know moved from Massachusetts to Texas.
Yes.
Until at least in Texas, this is normal life.
Mm.
You see in couples of man and women. Since they are the only couples, you see a man and man, woman and woman. And these people want to corrupt our society.
Yes.
So what scares me is that there are 27% of MPs who do not see where this is heading.
Yes.
They are being deceived that it's about human rights. It is not.
No.
Anyway, now, but the interesting thing is this. And this is a very powerful scripture.
Yes.
It says, where sin abounds, grace does also abound much more. That's in Romans chapter 5. Okay? And that is a rule all over in the scripture. That where you see that there is a lot of, and it's almost as if people are being inundated by a certain sin, always there is a grace which, what verse is it?
20.
20. What does it say?
It says, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. This means those who receive an abundance of grace.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So the key thing is where sin abounds,
yes,
grace abounds more. So when you see sin appearing to want to take over, you just know there is a power of God that is available for us to crush it.
Yes.
Always. Just like there are these men who wanted to cause the death of Daniel, they are the ones who were eventually killed.
Yes.
And what they wanted for Daniel eventually became true for them.
Yeah.
So now, there is always a grace. So now, when we are out there, and this grace does not come by you talking about it.
Yes.
Do not fall into the trap of the devil.
Mm.
Don't go and start preaching against, you know. Now, we are preaching against him. Me, I'm just giving you an overview.
Yes.
No, just go wherever you are.
Mm.
Go to the schools, because these people are targeting schools.
Yes.
Go to the schools and preach the gospel.
Yes.
The light will always turn off the darkness.
Yes.
You don't turn off the darkness by talking about darkness. Mm. Okay?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, now for us, for instance, here at Watchman Ministries, we have a schools ministry.
Yes.
Which is going into the schools to teach people about the gospel of Jesus Christ and the soon return, because that's our specific mandate, to tell people about the soon return of the Lord.
Yes.
And now when these kids are being taught these things, the biggest protector against lies is the truth.
Yes.
So when you tell somebody the truth, when the lie comes, they see it.
They know it, yes.
They can know this is a lie. So do not go and start preaching that we are fighting, preaching against it. That might not work. You just
In fact, you will make it even more.
You magnify it thinking about it too much. Do not magnify it by talking about it. Just go and go to the children, tell parents to train their children, because they are targeting people, and even people up country.
Yes.
This is not just, you know, there are people up country who think this is a Kampala thing, yet the people actually who are being targeted up country.
Yes.
So go and spread the message, not against homosexuality, because that might actually create something, whatever. Spread the message of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the soon return of Jesus.
Yes.
When the lie comes, people will look through it and say, no, no, we expected this.
Yeah.
Eh? Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, yes, so shall it be in the day. So we're expecting this,
yes,
but I'm not going to fall for this lie.
Yeah, so exactly. I love what the scripture says, because it says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But it says, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So it shows the power we have right now, because now we are seeing all this darkness and all these vices coming around us. That shows to us the kind of power we have right now because of this scripture. It says that where this thing is happening and we see it all around us, right now, the grace of God is on us to permeate and take over and move and take over territories. It's the same as what the scripture says, that when you see the darkness has come, just know that just it's the time to arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord has arisen upon you.
Actually, there is that scripture in Isaiah 59,
yes,
which says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. The sun rises in the east, and then from the west, it says. So that means all over.
Yes.
They shall fear the name of the Lord. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So always know that there is a standard that God has that is going to crush all these lies. Okay? And then this the scripture that you are talking about.
Isaiah 60.
Yes. Arise and shine.
Yes.
For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. Now, what I remember reading this scripture in a unique, of course, I knew it, I've always known it, but in a very unique way during the lockdown. And I'm saying, how can darkness cover the whole earth like this?
Yes.
Where people are being locked in their houses, no freedoms, nothing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody is in fear.
Yes.
Fear has permeated the whole place. People are, you know, you can't even enter a supermarket to shop without them checking
yes.
you. All of that. And there was fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, how did we get here?
Yes.
Has anybody even tried to understand what they are scared of, or they are just scared?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about fear.
Yes.
That it sometimes, if you actually sat down and try to analyze
it, you realize that
there's nothing.
Yes.
You realize that there's nothing to fear.
To fear, yes.
But you see, fear comes in form of certain words which are bombarded. And of course, everyone will turn on TV. What? People are, you know, well, and there's all this wave. And across the world, people are scared. And people never sit down to think that, what am I scared about?
Yes.
What are the chances of me getting? I mean, how many people do I know who have had this thing? You are saying people are dying, but very few people knew anybody who had died.
Yes.
And I was seeing even the other day, even abroad, they were getting cadavers, you know, this plastic, whatever.
Yes.
And even mannequins in some case.
Mm.
And piling them in body bags and saying these are people who have died of COVID. And then one of them, they had not put a hand.
Yes.
Then somebody put on Twitter and said, but this guy is that if they want to fool people, can they? Somebody forgot to put the hand of the plastic, apparently dead body. It was all lies.
Yes.
But you see, now if the world can be caught up in lies like that, then we know that we are in these days.
Yes.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people.
Yes.
But said, but the glory of the Lord will rise over you. And his glory shall be seen upon you. So now, when you come at a time as this, remember last time we were talking about the good news and were cut off by time?
Yes.
When you come to a time like this, where you see darkness seems to be, you know that the glory of God is going to arise on you.
Yes.
You just have to be there and say, I am not going to believe this darkness.
Yes, yes.
I am not going to be swallowed up in this darkness.
Mm.
And you will see the glory of God arising on you, because that is the right time to stand up.
Yes, because that verse in Romans 5:20, it says that where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Now, why are we supposed to arise? Because now the grace of God abounds much more. Because, you know, the grace of God from Bible doctrine, we know that you receive the grace of God through Jesus Christ, through believing in Jesus. So it's really speaking. So it is, as the scripture says, arise and shine and shine. It is because of the measure of grace which God has now released for us as children of God in this time. And we know, I remember there's a story whereby there's a man of God who was taken up in the spirit, and he went into the spirit, and God showed him the accomplishments which were being done all through the ages of the Christian church and in the church period. And he began to see from the days of apostles their works and what they were doing. Then he later on came into the ages up to now, the end time church. And he actually saw that the end time church, they were doing much more, and their works were much greater and much bigger. Then he asked the Lord that, hey, Lord, what is the difference? Then the Lord told him that because my grace is sufficient, and my grace has now been poured out onto the end time church. Now, it is because when we are seeing all this darkness and all this thing looming around us, it is the best time to now shine forth the light of God. Because once you shine forth the light of God, the Bible says that light shines and darkness cannot stand against and cannot comprehend, because once you need darkness for the real light to be manifested. Now, the grace of God is upon us. We are strengthened by that which God has now given us. So it is the best time, as the scripture says, that arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Now, it's interesting to see here, because it says, How do you know that the glory of God is risen upon you?
Yes.
When there is darkness.
Darkness.
Because, first of all, even if you are not like very spiritual alert to know that now God is moving in this direction, once you see a darkness moving in a specific direction, you know obviously.
Yes.
There is a glory to come upon people, children of God, to extinguish that darkness. It's obviously there. Now, you see, even here it says, and it never says the glory is equal to the darkness.
No.
The glory is always much bigger.
Much more.
Yes. It says the enemy comes in like a flood. Then it says the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard higher than him.
Yes.
Lift up a standard against him so that it's always higher.
Mm.
Then also the scripture you're talking about. Then it says, remember, it says there, and grace will abound much more. Not just abound in equal measure, it abounds much more.
Yes.
So then arising, and it says, for the darkness, you are reading.
Yes.
Isaiah 60.
Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine, for your light has come.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Let me just...
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. How do you know your light has come? For behold, darkness shall cover the earth.
Yes.
And deep darkness, the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Now, this is not glory that is a story. It is going to be seen. It says his glory shall be seen. So something happens in your life where the glory of God is seen upon you, and where it is evident. Somebody can look at you and know this person has the glory of God.
Yes.
And it manifests in so many different ways. It can manifest, let's say, even in the financial glory.
Yes.
Where people, brokenness has covered the whole earth.
Yes.
And deep brokenness, the people.
People.
But the glory of God, you know, in form of, for you, your thriving.
Yes.
Has risen upon you.
Yes.
So now, when you see brokenness has covered, you know there is a glory around for you.
Yes.
To come and extinguish that darkness.
Yes.
Or you can see, in another thing, let's say even sin has abounded. But for you now, something greater.
Mm.
Sickness has abounded. But for you, the healing power,
yes.
The glory, healing power,
yes.
The glory of God arises in form of a power to heal sicknesses.
Mm.
And is much greater than the sickness.
Yes.
That, you know, it's always much greater.
Yes.
Much more so. All these things are true.
Yes.
So darkness can come in form of, let's say, poverty or brokenness. It can come in form of, like we see now, this... homosexuality and all that, people trying to take away, it can have in the form of government control, or like we saw over COVID, it can come in the form of sickness, okay?
Yes.
And all other things.
Mm.
But for all of this, there is a grace to overcome them that is greater than the darkness that is there.
Mm.
Then verse 3, it says, the Gentiles shall come to your light.
Yes.
That means those who do not believe,
yes,
when the darkness has covered them. For instance, if there is brokenness that has covered the whole world, and deep brokenness the people, then you are the only one who seems to be thriving,
yes,
and having, you know, a lot of money on you. Then the other people will come to you, okay,
yes,
and say, how come you are different?
Yes.
How come there is something different about you?
Yes.
And then it says, and the kings should come to the brightness of your rising,
yes,
but you have to be rising.
Yes, yes, eh? Yes, yes.
And see, they will come to the brightness of your rising.
Yes.
Mm.
So, it is now calling us and showing us the direction of the Spirit of God in this end time age, and showing us that when we see all these things, this is the perfect time. Because you see, sometimes when you release and you give people message of the end time and the things which come along, maybe which are in the other side, they may not yet see their stand, where God has brought them and the emphasis of God towards their life, or into the things where they are supposed to move, the direction which God is taking them. Now, this is exactly showing us the power of God upon us in this end time, and we are not supposed to at any point be scared of any single darkness, because now we are the light, and we are there to show the world that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to show them that the end time church will dominate, is dominating actually.
Okay.
Yes.
From what you've just told us about that vision of that gentleman.
Yes.
About the end time. I want you to understand one thing, and this is one thing which the Lord revealed to me so many years ago when I started doing my studies on end time. And he revealed to me that there is no coincidence that you are born in this time period. None whatsoever.
Mm.
There is no coincidence in the fact that you are the one who is alive now.
Yes.
Okay? Mm. Because there were people who were alive before.
Yes.
When perhaps times were not, I mean, the challenge was probably not as big as this right now.
Mm.
But then God knew that there was somebody called Kableta or somebody called Akena, who these ones, I'm going to unleash them at the end time.
Yes.
And he has put in you the ability to handle whatever challenge there is.
Yes.
Otherwise, you would have been born in 1920.
Yes.
And probably died, I don't know when. I don't know. Or you would have been born in 1820.
Yes.
You know, something like that.
Mm.
But God said, no. These ones, I will unleash them at the last, because they are the ones who have the ability to stand in this time and do something powerful. And now that is very encouraging, because you know that anything that comes, God looked and said, no, Akena is going to handle it.
Yes.
Because I know, let him.
Yes.
These other people were born in 1500, yes, 1600, yes, 1700. Yes. I know that these guys whom God has prepared for the end time, and we are those people.
Yes.
So we are the ones who are going to end the church age.
Yes.
And please understand that do not read the scriptures and say, oh, how great things were those days.
Yes.
You know, Ecclesiastes says that people who do that are not wise.
Yes.
It says that the end of a matter
is better
than the beginning thereof. Eh?
Mm.
So that means the end of the church is going to be greater than the acts of the apostles.
Yes.
Because the church age started after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus,
yes,
Christ. And then there were the acts of the apostles. But you see, Paul says the end of... I mean, not Paul. I mean, the scripture
says... Ecclesiastes
chapter 7, verse 8. What does it say?
It says, the end of a matter is better than the beginning.
Mm.
And the patience is better than pride. Okay, we are focused on...
What does it say?
Let me just get it.
It must be around there. So, some people read the Acts of the Apostles, how Paul did this, and you know...
Mm.
Because the end of the church age has got to be greater than the beginning of it.
Yes.
In line with what the scripture says.
Mm.
Okay? In scripture.
Yes.
Now, we are going to do greater things.
Mm.
Okay? For the scripture to be greater than the beginning of it. So, this is what you have to have in mind. That even as we move out, don't be scared of darkness.
Yes.
As Ken has told you, that darkness is just there to manifest your light.
Yes, because you see, what people fear is the equipment, which they seem to see that it's lacking in what what they have to do exactly, or to show forth the light. But grace is the equipment which God has given us. It's the totality of what we want.
Mm.
So it's upon us just to know how to withdraw from the grace which God has given us and show forth. Mm. So we are equipped by this grace. And it's very, very, just amazing to me sometimes when I think about it, because you see and know that I am the person. Mm. Like what you said, it is God would have brought you much earlier on and you would have died sometime long time ago in the centuries.
Yeah.
But he has brought you now because he knows that he will equip you, or he has given you what you desire. And you are the best person. He's not looking for any other person to shine forth what he wants.
Mm.
You might have a weakness, but he knows that through that weakness, that's how the glory of God is going to be manifested.
Yeah, and we are the generation that's not going to die.
Yes.
That is going to be raptured. So
yes.
We don't have death in our vocabulary anyway.
Yes.
We just have rapture.
Yes,
now,
rapture.
So this is what we are talking. So we are a very, very blessed generation.
Yes.
Now, some people might not feel like it right now. They might feel it was better in the days of Daniel. Wish we had somebody like Daniel here. No. Daniel was there when he was supposed to be there.
Mm.
Now there is Kableta.
Yes.
Okay, and there is you.
Yes.
Yeah. The Apostle Paul was there when he was supposed to be there. Now there is you.
Yes.
And there are other apostles.
Yes.
There are other prophets. There are other, you know, evangelists.
Yes.
And teachers and pastors. All those people are here now being prepared by God.
Yes.
For the end time church. But yes. You see now what we have to do also is to understand that what we are seeing across the world,
yes,
is light. I want to tell you that these people, whom we call the Great Reset or the New World Order, these people had intended for COVID to continue. Now, you just listen to the head of WHO, yes, World Health Organization. He talks as if COVID is only just beginning because it was their thing. You know, it's like you bring something which is supposed to take you for 10 years.
Yes.
And then it runs out in 2 years. And then you're keeping on holding on to it.
Mm.
Because
mm-hmm.
COVID has moved on. Now, you even saw the other day the newspapers that Uganda will produce a COVID vaccine after 15 years. Who needs COVID? Is dead. Forget
yes.
that. But you see, there are some people who put a lot of power and money in COVID that they are nostalgic
mm-hmm.
about it. They don't want to move. They don't want their minds to move away from that period.
Mm.
But now my point is, these people came up with this thing. It was supposed to carry them to the next thing which they were going to use to enslave people. And the next thing is climate change.
Yes.
Which they want to use to enslave people.
Mm.
Lock people down. Take control of people's money. Now they are coming up with what is called central bank digital currencies.
Yes.
And other things which they are trying to use to lock people up. But across the world, people are resisting them.
Yes. The light.
And God is shifting. Shifting countries and powers to align with what his spirit is doing right now.
Yes.
Because you see, you are talking about now, because we're expecting that it might not necessarily happen immediately,
yes,
but that River Euphrates war or yes. the Gog and Magog war.
Yes.
Now you are saying something about how the Arabs are uniting.
Yes. Mm. Now, right now, we are seeing the unity of the entire Arab bloc.
Mm.
Because last week, we saw China brokering an agreement, a kind of peace agreement between Iran and Saudi Arabia, which were not really friends.
Mm.
2 days ago, we saw the president of Syria visiting UAE.
Mm.
And we know Syria used to be partnered and part of Iran and that kind of friendship because the Shias and UAE were that just not connected to Iran, but right now they are being connected through Syria. The Syrian president visiting United Arab Emirates and they're coming together. Then also we there's a news agency in Arab world, which is called Tehran Times, published and said the Sultan of Oman is going to visit Iran. Now, this is just creating the old friends are becoming, the old enemies are becoming friends right now. And then all this is coming together, leading us to that war which we are seeing, because Saudi Arabia used to be friend. They had some relationship with Israel, but also they had some relationship with America.
Mm.
But right now we saw that all of them are uniting to one cause, which is hatred. They are hatred against America because of what America is right now doing. So we are seeing all this unity right now, being brokered each and every single day, and they are coming together. The other day, was it on 21st, 20th of March, the Yemen rebels, called the Houthi rebels, they now decided to release the prisoners of Saudi Arabia and also some Sudanese. So they are releasing. So that means
there's a friendship being fostered between those Arab whatever.
Yes.
And I would call them Arab, but Muslim, because Iran are not Arabs.
Yes.
Anyway, but my point is this. Your point
yes.
is that now there is a conglomeration of Islamic nations coming together. Turkey would have joined them if it wasn't for the earthquake.
Yes.
But I saw the earthquake humbled them a bit.
Mm.
Now they're seeming to be going back into NATO.
Yes.
But there's a conglomeration of all those countries.
Yes.
And they have to come together because they are the ones who are going to eventually attack Israel, according
yes.
to the scripture.
Mm.
But then the other thing is, they are coming together with the help of China.
China.
And now also China, the other day, I think just yesterday or the day before, their president, Xi Jinping,
yes.
was in Russia. And now he's trying to broker a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine.
And Ukraine.
So now that would be a dagger in the back of the West.
Mm.
Because the West are trying to prop up the war. They want the war very badly.
Yes.
Trying to tell Ukraine, don't give up. We are going to give you more money, more ammunition.
Mm.
Then China just goes and tells them, no, if it happened, that is.
Yes.
Goes and tells them that, no, stop the fighting. And then the next thing you know, Zelensky is shaking hands with Putin.
Yes.
And then you know now that's the end of the Western Empire, officially.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. And remember, the Chinese, they have always had this thing that they are going to be, not that it's going to happen, but they said they gave themselves until 2025 to be the world's leading power,
yes.
overtake America
yes.
as the world's number one superpower.
And I know when they broker this deal between Russia and Ukraine, they will go to Ukraine and negotiate for other things like trade and all these other things which they are powerful in.
Yes.
Yes.
And and then they give themselves until 2025. But
yes.
the speed at which they are going, they might even beat their own, you know, projection.
Yes.
Because as if China can broke a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia, and we see Zelensky and Putin shaking hands, then you know the West is in trouble. Because the West is being led by, somebody who everybody sees as weak.
Yes.
And now America is being seen as weak across the world. Because even Europe, and now this is the thing, even Europe feels they cannot trust America because Europe is actually buying gas from
yes.
Russia. Is even, it's up, in some cases,
Germany.
Germany buying gas. And even supplying ammunition to Russia.
Yes.
Now, yet there are supposed to be sanctions. But they are going against
their own
NATO country sanctions and going behind their back. That's why America felt it necessary to destroy that pipeline.
Yes.
The Nord Stream. Because as long as the Nord Stream was there, Europe was going to get their natural gas from Russia. And they would get it paying in rubles, as Russia said. In that we're going behind the back of America.
Yes.
So now America had to go and blow that Nord Stream pipeline. Of course they did.
Yes.
So now we're seeing that. Let's just look at some of the scriptures here and we see. Because if China comes and becomes the dominant power, as they say they want to be, although it might not yet happen, it might not happen now, but it will happen at some stage in the future. I'm going to tell you why it might not yet happen. We're running out of time. It says, then I stood on the sand of the sea, I'm reading from Revelation 13, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his head 10 crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. Now a leopard, of course, here is symbolic of Germany. His feet were like the feet of a bear, that is symbolic of Russia. Those are the national symbols. A bear is a symbol of Russia. And his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The lion is Great Britain. And so they are saying they are this kind of Germany, Russia, and Britain coming together, okay? And then it says, and the dragon, who is China,
yes,
gave
him his power.
His power and his throne and great authority. Now, the dragon, of course, also refers to the devil, but you see, it's also a national symbol of China,
yes,
the dragon. Now, you see, now, if these countries come together, and now China is the one. That means America has been destroyed as a superpower.
Yeah.
Because if Britain and Germany and Russia are all getting their power from China, then where is America? But then we know that is true for Bible prophecy. Because America is not a power at the end times.
Yes.
And now we are seeing the destruction of that country right now. And it had to take a president like Biden for it to happen.
Yeah.
Being destroyed systematically from within.
Slowly,
and by the
slowly.
Way, their own heart.
Yes.
Because they have pushed all these things of, you know, their wokeness and so on, and they are destroying themselves from within.
Mm.
Now, so this thing is coming together, but why is it not yet happening? Because this is the Antichrist trying to push something before its time.
Yes.
But God is saying not yet.
Not yet.
It will happen because the scripture says it will happen.
In its time.
In its time,
yes.
But not yet.
Mm.
Now, right now, what we are seeing is light pushing back the darkness.
Darkness.
And the darkness fleeing. And when that happens, the church will be the light of the world.
Amen.
There is going to be a great church which is the light of the world. And you will see even countries aligning themselves with light.
Yes.
And somehow all these things that have been taking root and so on, people fleeing away from them. Mm. And all the dictators even across Europe and all that, mm. people fleeing away from them and the agendas of the enemy, the mm. agendas of the World Economic Forum mm. and the New World Order and the Great Reset, mm. all of them just being crushed suddenly, just like that.
Yeah.
And then a new age emerges. And then there will come that final church age of a powerful, powerful church
mm.
that is going to manifest the true glory of God, mm. where it says the Gentiles should come, will come to the brightness of your rising. Look at what it says here in Isaiah. You know, Isaiah chapter 2.
Mm.
It shall come to pass in the, you know,
in the last days,
in the last days,
that the mountain of the Lord's house,
yes.
shall be exalted uh-huh. above all other mountains,
yes.
and shall be established uh-huh. above the hills.
Now, the mountain is in reference to a government.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
And now, when we talk government, we are not talking about a government like the government of Uganda and the government mm. of Kenya. No, no, that's not what we are talking about. Because Isaiah also says, talking about the Messiah, it says the government shall be upon
his shoulders.
Yes. So now, this is talking about the government of God. But it says the government shall be upon his shoulders. So now, when we're talking about this, what we are saying is, Isaiah, what Isaiah chapter 2 says, it says that the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of all the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and the nations shall flow to it. Now that is the government of God. God establishing a government here through his church, and the church having a dominion over the nations, okay? Where the nations come and actually inquire from the church about what to do, which direction shall we take? Because those who actually follow the government of God, the governments that actually follow the government of God, are the ones who are going to be lifted up, are the ones who are going to be prosperous. And those who do not are the ones who are going to be put down. And then you find that prosperity will come to those nations that actually come and, you know, submit to the government of God. Now, the mountain of the Lord's house, the government of God shall be established above all the other mountains. Now, that time we are talking about is now, okay? The time is now. But we have to stand up and push the darkness out of our midst, and then we take it up from there, because the glory of God and the grace of God to push darkness out of our midst and establish the light of God, that grace is available right now. Forever, whosoever comes up and says, I'm a businessman in Chikubo, I am here to establish the light of God and to establish the dominion of the kingdom of God here in Chikubo. If you just stand up with that determination, you will see that the glory of God will rise upon you. And suddenly you will be greater in your business, and you'll establish a dominion where people come and ask you, how come you're the one who is thriving? I'm giving an example. Or if you say, now I'm going to establish my dominion in education or wherever it is, you know, and I am taking over, because education has been infiltrated by evil people now. I am taking over the education system. I am going to do this. Then the glory of God rises upon you, because you have the mind of God for this moment, and you have the determination to go and accomplish what the scriptures have said we are going to do. Now, in whatever field you are, wherever it is that the Lord has put you, when you stand up with this thinking and with this determination, I'm going for dominion. I'm not going to just be there. I am not thinking about just earning a living. I'm not going to say that we are going to earn a living and, you know, I want to build a house. And this is a problem which church people have. They get so enraptured in very small dreams, very, very small dreams, and they are captivated by them, and they don't see beyond their desire for having a nice life, having a nice car, having a nice house. They are enraptured with that, and they don't know that we are an end-time church. Okay? Now, if you actually connected yourself to what God is doing, those things that you desire will look so small and you will get them in a very, very short time because you've actually connected to something bigger than them. But if you decide that that is all you want, ah, mommy, I just want a good life, my children are going to a good school, and, you know, I'm thriving here and there, and you that becomes the determination of your mind, and you can't think beyond that box, you are going to be a misplaced person in this end time. This end time is for the church to think dominion. We are thinking dominion. Everything has to be put at the level of dominion. So wherever it is you are, whatever it is you're doing, go and establish your dominion there for the kingdom of God. Now that is the good news. So now when we see all these people rising up against darkness in the world, you know that the Spirit of God is stirring up people in a certain direction. And then when they are sufficiently stirred up, then light begin to shine through, and then we shall see that dominant church that we have been talking about before the end. The rapture is not going to happen to come and get a church which is under. It's going to come and get a church which is on top and which is dominating. The final word before we end.
Yes. The Bible says, the word of the Lord says in Ephesians that God will not come for a church which is full of wrinkles, spot, and all this. He says he's coming for a glorious church.
And now when people hear spot and wrinkle, I remember when I was that time, I used to think spot and wrinkle means sin.
Yes.
And, but it doesn't mean that.
Yes.
It means something else, but...
Yes, so it is...
Spot and wrinkle is the opposite of glorious.
Yes. Mm. So it is speaking about glory, 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 the glory which is upon you. Mm. Now, I want to read from Revelation chapter 19, which speaks about the day when we are taken in after rapture, when we are taken into heaven, and it will be now the time of the marriage supper of the Lamb, and it speaks of us as the children of God right now in that time, and I want to read Revelation chapter 19 verse 7. He says, let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Then verse 8 says, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her. Wear. Now, this is exactly what the scripture is speaking about us now in that time. It says that this is how you look like, and which is the look of glory, which, of course, you know, like I said in Ephesians, it says that he's coming for a church without such thing, without any wrinkle, spot, blemish, and something like that.
For a glorious church.
Which is, yes, he's coming for a glorious church.
But we're running out of time. Okay. Mm?
So it says that it was given for her to be arrayed in fine linen, bright and clean. So this is exactly, and it says, these are the righteous acts of the saints.
Yes.
So when you do all these great things which God is sending you to do, those are you are being arrayed with that
with that
glory.
That
yes, with that robe which the Lord is waiting for you to go and do.
Mm.
So that when you do that, you'll be dressed in that, and that's when you're preparing yourself for the end time, for the rapture, and for the coming of the Lord. Mm. Yes.
That's wonderful. So we are grateful to all of you who are listening to this broadcast. And we also implore you, by the will of God, that wherever it is you are listening to this Watchman broadcast, determine to be a part of not just what we are saying, but of what is being said. Preach the gospel with us through your financial sowing. Because I know for a fact that if you're listening to this and you opt to put a seed into it. It doesn't matter how much. There is a mobile money number. Regardless of how much you're giving, any amount is any seed that you are capable of giving is going to you're going to be blessed accordingly. So just determine to sow a seed, because now we're on how many? 10, I think.
Yes.
Now we're on 10 radio stations across the country, and in all of those we actually pay money. So just determine that if the people who are listening, let's say in a given locality, can between themselves just, everyone just says this is the level at which I can sow, they will be able to pay for the broadcast there, so that we continue warning people about the things that are coming. And it's going to be our determination ourselves to make sure that we always have a fresh message for you that tells you about what is happening in the world through the lens of the scriptures and through the lens of what the Spirit of God is telling the church. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Watchman broadcast. Have yourselves a wonderful evening. God bless you all.
Amen.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Amar The Palace, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources, and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.